señor Timoteo. Tú rescatas niños, ¿verdad? Quizá puedas ayudarme a encontrar a mi hermana.
Imagine walking into a room right now, seeing an empty bed. What would we do?
Shivering stars drift around in the sky.
We're Homeland Security. You know we can't go off rescuing kids in Colombia.
This job tears you to pieces. This is my one chance to put those pieces back together.
We're talking about extracting an 11-year-old girl from an army of rebels.
Not just her. Talking about rescuing hundreds of kids.
She could be a block down the road, or she could be in Moscow, Bangkok, L.A.
Over 2 million children a year are being sucked into the deepest recesses of hell. If we do nothing, someday it's gonna reach the likes of you. What if this was your daughter?
Wherever I go, I'll find my way home.
All right, live and on your TV, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman of the Good Sheriff is with me. Welcome back, Sheriff Mac.
Well, traveling Sam, it's great to be with you this beautiful Tuesday morning, and I mean beautiful.
Yes, I am traveling, and man, it is something to behold. I flew to Florida, to Jacksonville, and I'm driving up the coast all the way to Washington, D.C. I spent the day yesterday in Charlotte, South Carolina, and I went on the Fort Sumter tour. I went on a horse buggy ride tour to get some commentary, and I recorded some interviews and played some of them back last hour on my radio show, Liberty Roundtable Live, for those who are interested. So that's of importance. A quick tidbit, though, that I got to get to even before we introduce your quote, Sheriff. Our dear friend Becky Akers, R.I.P., rest in peace, Becky. She was an incredible writer for LouRockwell.com. She appeared on my radio program, Liberty Roundtable Live. And, man, she was a freedom-loving fighter, and she died of cancer. She got cancer 3 months ago, very aggressive. She fought it to the best, but she passed away. And her husband, Mark, says, my darling Becky, went very peacefully at 1:07 a.m. on the Monday morning following Easter. She made a beautiful sound of goodbye with a tear in her eye. And then he basically says, she is at peace. And he quotes the scripture. And our prayers are with Becky's family. She was a wonderful commentator, an incredible writer. She was the lady that used to write about how evil the TSA is, et cetera. And just a great lady. She's passed away, Sheriff.
Well, I'm so sorry to hear that. God bless her and her family. God bless her legacy and what she wrote about. May it be fulfilled as she wished, because she really was a great writer.
Amen to that. Anyway, so there's that. I also want you to know that Tom Jones, the guy we've been tracking, the extreme athlete, he's running 76 marathons in 76 days, starting out in Montevallo, Alabama, at what's called the American Village, running all the way to the beautiful Olympic state of Utah, to Hurricane. He left on April the 19th. He's been running a marathon every single day, 76 marathons in 76 days. July the 2nd, he will land, or I should say run, into Hurricane, Utah. And so we're kind of keeping an eye up on what he's doing. His nickname is, quote, Quit Proof. So hashtag Quit Proof. And he's got 14 marathons, 62 to go, Sheriff. And people can find out more about that if you go to, let's see, what's the website for that one? It's unitedwepledge.org/V2V. The run for freedom continues, Sheriff. Incredible thing we're tracking all the way to July the 2nd. I was there in Montevallo, Alabama for the kickoff. Shot heard around the world on April the 19th. He started running, and I'll be there in Hurricane, Utah on July 2nd to welcome him as he runs. Just the guy's 59 years old. He's an extreme athlete. It is just something to follow and behold. Again, unitedwepledge.org/V2V if you want to check that out. Also, the Supreme Court, they say there's a leak, Sheriff, and the Roe versus Wade details leaked, and they say that it's going to be incredibly pro-life. My response really quick is not so fast. I'd be very careful in thinking that we got the goods on them. They're probably leaking this intentionally to put the finger in the wind, engage the public's reaction, etc. I don't think that we can count on it at all. A lot of are jumping up and down. I say not so fast, Sheriff.
I'm very suspicious about the leak, and I'm very skeptical about this court doing the right thing. I hope and pray they do, but again, I smell a rat regarding that leak.
Amen. I completely agree. And what'll happen, we don't know. But while that's all going on, folks, I tried she crab soup for the first time in Charleston, South Carolina. Have you ever had she crab soup, Sheriff?
No.
All right. Well, I know you're a soup lover as I am. So I'm telling you right now, you got to come to Charleston, South Carolina and try she crab soup. I tried it, believe it, Swamp Fox restaurant. Did you know Francis Marion, the Swamp Fox, has a restaurant?
Yes, absolutely. Yes.
All right. Well, I went there and I ate she crab soup.
I will go there just for that.
All right. Well, you write it down. It's just like the word she crab soup, Sheriff. All right. Now let's move to the Supreme Court quote that we always get to because it's so relevant for understanding of our world today. Sheriff?
The greatest small little booklet in the world except for the pocket constitution, the Supreme Court decision, the Supreme Court case for state sovereignty, Mack Prince v. USA. The greatest 10th Amendment victory and decision in the history of America, and we'll show another piece of evidence about that right now, and that is the order of the court. Boy, there's so many different ones to be. The order of the court, so this is the end of the decision, when Scalia, after he takes us through this wonderful history lesson and quoting the Founding Fathers, the Declaration of Independence, and the Federalist Papers, my goodness. So this is what he says, part of the order of the court. The federal government may neither issue directives requiring the states to address particular problems, nor command the state's officers or those of their political subdivisions. Huh. So cities, counties, the political subdivisions of the state cannot be ordered around by the federal government. They cannot order the states to address particular problems, and that includes COVID-19. And I love this case. It sounds like they were talking to us today. Oh, and by the way, this is not a sales pitch. This book costs like $3, okay? There's not enough money or markup.
Wait a minute. Hold on. This book costs over $500,000, Bill Clinton.
Well, I know. Yes. Every American should have this booklet in their pocket or in their home or both. Every one of you. Get it. It's at CSPOA.org or make up your own, but get it. And, Sam, does that lead us to our guest
Sheriff,
today?
Before you get to our guest, the reason that I wanted to mention that it cost well over $500,000, you know, all kinds of groups helped pay for the Supreme Court win. But the reason I mentioned that it's so expensive is I want you to understand what kind of sacrifice it took to get this incredible, the greatest 10th Amendment decision ever rendered. You can get a summary of $3, but I want you to understand the sacrifice, the blood, sweat, and tears, and everything that it took to really make this happen in modern history. And the reason I spend that time is because good people all around the world, all around the country, are doing the same thing for liberty in their own ways, and we've got one of them to speak of. Sheriff?
We sure do, and I met her a couple of months ago, maybe it was 3 months ago, in San Diego. And we became immediate friends, and I am proud to call her friend. This is a candidate for the United States House of Representatives, and the significant thing about that is that Rhonda Kennedy, my good friend and candidate for U.S. Congress, is running against none other than the biggest liar in the history of Washington, D.C., and that would be none other than Adam Schiff, Rhonda, thank you for running, and welcome to the Sheriff Mac Show.
Thank you, Sheriff Mac, for having me, Sam. This is great. It's a great honor to be here today.
Well, let's start out. Who's Rhonda Kennedy, and why on earth are you taking on Adam Schiff, and why are you running for Congress? What has happened to you?
Well, that's a good question. I'm so humble that I hate talking about myself, but I'm going to do it today. I'm an attorney, and I'm a lover of the Constitution. I've always loved the Constitution since I was a little kid, learning it. And in middle school, you know, we had such things called civics class back in when I was in middle school, where we learned about the Constitution. We learned about the amendments and its protection. And I've always taken that seriously, that without the Constitution, we would be an entirely different country. Without the Constitution, I grew up in Keewaskum, Wisconsin. We were the only black family in the whole entire 3,200 town. And it's like, if it wasn't for the Constitution, segregation would still be around, and I may not be living there. And my husband, I'm in a, you know, interracial marriage. If it wasn't for Loving v. Virginia, based again on the Constitution, it would be illegal in certain states for us to be married. And so I was raised to love the Constitution. My great grandfather was the first black state assemblyman from Wisconsin. My great aunt opened the first black bank, and is still open today. So I have a long line of, you know, of trailblazers, and so I follow in their footsteps. And so when the Constitution is under attack, I use my career as an attorney and defend it. That's what I did during COVID as well.
And you have children?
That's why I do this. Yes, I have six total. I have six kids and four grandkids. So my 31-year-old son is married with four kids, settled, a 25-year-old and 9-year-old triplets. And I've raised them. Yes. So I've taught them the Constitution since they were little. Our car ride game was a constitutional quiz. Ask them, I give them a scenario and I say, okay, now what amendment protects you? And they would answer it. And today I've raised, you know, at least right now, three constitutional children who know their rights, know what the limits of the government is. I think in America should be doing that. I mean, if the schools aren't doing it anymore, then it's up to us as parents to instill in our children, you know, the love for our country and the love for the Constitution.
Sam?
Did you just say you have three 9-year-old triplets?
Yes. Annabelle, Bianca, and Liam, who are very politically involved.
I understand that this is a radio interview to discuss the sacred cause of liberty and all that kind of stuff, but I'm telling you right now, teaching triplets about the sacred cause of liberty, it doesn't get any better than that, Sheriff, does it?
Exactly. Yeah, no kidding. Triplets. I'm telling you, Sam, Rhonda does not look old enough to be saying what she's saying. So I'm kind of looking at her with a lot of skepticism this morning. There's no.
Yeah, Sheriff. Sam, you're the only one in the room. You're the only one in the room.
Yeah, I am. And, well, at least I thought I was. But yeah. Rhonda, come on. You cannot be that old to have that many grandkids and have a kid that's 31. Okay. Well, we'll just leave that. I won't dive into that anymore. I want to ask
this though, Sheriff. Yeah. So you're saying that you're black, because I'm a blind person, ma'am, just so you understand. So you're saying you're black and your husband's white. Is that right?
That's right. Yes.
All right. I could care less about those things. You know what? Great people are friends of mine. Bad people I want to stay away from. We're all God's children. We ought to act like it, is my take. The reason that I bring this up, though, is how is the media taking that? How are they dealing with that? Are they as friendly and as appropriate as they ought to be?
Oh, God. Okay. So the media, let's just talk about the, let's bifurcate the media and bifurcate people. So we have you know, the liberals, and particularly the white liberals, that I experience more racism from than anyone else. They've actually
Shame
had
on
white
him,
liberals.
By the way.
Exactly. They're so progressive. I've actually had them challenge my blackness because I made something of myself. I'm an attorney. This is a quote. I'm an attorney. I live in Oak Park and I drive a Maserati and my husband's white. So I'm not black. This is a white person telling me this. And I'm like, excuse me, you don't know where I came from, right? Isn't it the American dream to pull yourself from nothing? You know, I came from nothing. I was on government assistance at one time when I left my abusive husband. I had no choice. But you know what I did? I used it. I went to school. I pulled myself up. I got a good job. And that was it. So I'm a real American. You know, I've lived the life. These entitled progressive liberals have no idea what it's like to be an American or what it's like to be black in America. You know, I fulfilled my dream and I did that because I live in America. I could not have done that in any other country.
And in any other time, even in America, it would have been difficult. It's been a long road to get to where we've come. The sad part is they won't even acknowledge that. But really, even in America, it would have been tough, right?
Yeah, it would have been tough. But the point is, it would have been more difficult, but it was possible. There are so many, and yes. This is what they don't teach in school. There are so many successful entrepreneurs and politicians who are black who did this stuff in the 20s, the 30s. My great grandfather was the first black state assemblyman and served in the 40s. He was passing equal housing bills with bipartisan back in the 40s. But they don't talk about those success. It may be a little bit harder, but it wasn't handed to you. You earned it. And I think that's why today we're declining on entrepreneurship in the minority communities, because liberals are stepping in and taking that drive and that fight from us and just wanting to, you know, hand you little crumbs on a silver platter.
And they're doing it, Sheriff, through propaganda. That's the whole reason that I bring this up, is this critical race theory, bunk stuff, this agenda that they have to make her feel like she's not black. Look, she should embrace her heritage, as should we all embrace our heritage. And then we should stand together shoulder to shoulder as Americans, and we should say, look, we're going to win the culture war. It's that simple. Sheriff?
Well, totally. I mean, she brings up a real good point, and that is how liberals only support blacks who are liberals. They do not support people like Rhonda, who has pulled themselves up out of a different lifestyle, where they had an American dream, where they did something that the liberals do not believe in: hard work. And the most intelligent and successful people that I've ever known, and I'm talking to two of them right now, Sam and Rhonda, are people who work hard. And don't look for government to take care of them. They look for them to make a difference in the lives of others, their family, and to experience the American dream is exactly what we're talking to right now, and that is Rhonda and Sam, people who didn't let anything get in their way and pursued success. And I would love to see that Maserati, but I never have.
I'd
yet,
love
but
to
I'm
drive that Maserati, Sheriff.
Oh, me too. But the thing of it is, what we are focusing here on is simply this: the difference between socialism, liberalism, communism, and a free capitalist society where people can do whatever they want as long as they're willing to work hard. Rhonda, I bow to you. I bow to anyone. I don't care what color you are. I don't care if you're blind or if you have any other handicaps in your life, which Sam has never said he has a handicap. And if you got to know him, I mean, folks, when I need help on the computer, I call Sam and he walks me through it. Yes, he does. I don't know computers, so he has to help me. He is a computer genius and expert. He's a genius anyway. Folks, this is what this entire Brighteon Network is about. It's what the Sheriff Mac Show is about. It's what we are about. We do not at any time have any racist or white supremacy views ever, even though I've been accused of it, Sam's been accused of it, and Rhonda, you've probably been accused of it.
Well, and I don't understand how they call me a, I don't understand how they call me a racist, Rhonda, because I wouldn't even know you're black. How would I know?
Right, exactly. But yeah, because what they say is, you don't even sound black. I'm like, excuse me, what, sound black? What does that mean? I mean, how do you sound a race? I mean, these people are so divisive. And I did want to say this. I've been a Republican my entire life because my great-great-grandfather was a runaway slave who ran away from his literal Democrat plantation. And I said I would not register under a party who my grandfather joined at 11 years old, the Union Army, as a water boy to fight for my freedom. I wasn't going to join that party. That was my personal choice. Now, I believe that, you know, collectively, we're all Americans and we need to work together. And there's only there's a select few, like the far left progressives and, you know, the divisive people on the right who play, and they play those games together for a different type of agenda. It's not for America, that's for sure. But I believe that we need to start uniting this country and get rid of these divisive politicians like Adam Schiff. Adam Schiff is divisive.
And Rhonda, that's why I'm bringing this issue up, because it's the elephant in the room, because they make it so. If it were up to us and they weren't trying to divide and conquer us over this very issue, I wouldn't even bring it up because it's not really relevant as Americans. But I know they make such an issue out of it. I wanted you to have a chance to speak about it. I wanted you to have a chance to be a truth teller on this issue. And, you know, uniquely, I'm a great one to ask the questions because the only way I know you're black is because you told me so. Otherwise, I don't know and I don't care. And that's really, I think, the takeaway that we need to come from this. And as we look at your campaign, we got to make sure that we get rid of those discussions because they're not really the real issue you're running. They're not really the focus of your campaign necessarily. And so we want to get to your real campaign highlights, you know, why you're running, what you hope to accomplish, et cetera. That's really what we need to get to. And we got to dismiss all that stuff so we can get there and have the mainstream press hopefully focus on those things. A woman standing for the sacred cause of liberty in California. You should have a great chance to win, Rhonda.
Yes, and I also have a proven track record for, I don't just talk the talk, I actually walk the walk. So during COVID, I filed one of the first COVID lawsuits when they closed the gun stores.
Yeah.
I filed a federal lawsuit that forced them back open. And so McDougal versus Ventura County is my case that was just won in the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals, but now it's gone up on a block, but the whole panel is going to take it up. However, that was my case. I got the phone calls because everybody knows that, you know, I'm the fighter for liberty. And then also I'm the only attorney that defeated the COVID closures for businesses. I represented 8 businesses in Ventura County that stayed open.
Hang tight, Rhonda. We'll let you tell more of your story in seconds, ladies and gentlemen. Ventura County, that's where I grew up. Did y'all know that? Hang tight. The Sheriff Mac Show continues in seconds right here on Brighteon.tv.
Satellite phones have been wiped out globally because of the supply chain collapse and war in Europe. But a truly amazing new option has emerged, the BiviStick, which allows you to send and receive text messages using almost any mobile device without relying on cell towers at all. In a world where war, riots, or a power grid failure can happen literally at any time, the BiviStick and its two-way satellite messaging gives you the power to reach loved ones, to send emergency messages or request a rescue. And to use this device, you do not have to register your name and you don't need to turn on location services or reveal your geographic location. The battery life is several days in duration and you can easily recharge it using a small portable power bank. There are only about 20,000 BiviSticks that will be available in America this year. Get yours now while they're still available at sat123.com. That's sat123.com.
The Kelly Key easily converts your AR rifle to bolt action, allowing you to keep the rifle you love in assault weapon jurisdictions. The Kelly Key is a true fast drop-in solution. No permanent changes to your rifle. Import, transport, own, and have fun with your AR. Why the Kelly Key? Because a bolt action is not an assault weapon. Stay future ready from gun bans with the Kelly Key. The Kelly Key also lets you quickly and easily build your ideal hunting rifle, lets you build a quiet suppressed rifle, and benefits your long-range precision shooting. Available now at KellyKey.com with free shipping.
Nearly all the vitamin C sold at retail today comes from China, and it's made from genetically modified corn. Even though vitamin C is a critical part of immune support, it's also critical to know where your vitamin C comes from. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and BrighteonStore.com. And we only sell non-China, non-GMO vitamin C. We then subject it to rigorous laboratory testing in our own food science lab, checking for heavy metals, glyphosate, as well as microbiological contamination. Only after it passes our tests do we encapsulate it and package it for our audience. You can find it at BrighteonStore.com. It's not the cheapest vitamin C on the market, but it is by far the most rigorously tested and honestly sourced vitamin C available anywhere in the world. Support your health and this free speech platform by shopping at BrighteonStore.com.
Rhonda Kennedy with us, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Sorry, guys. What happened to this?
No, you're fine.
Way louder than it ought to be. All right, there you have it. Recovering. It's crazy on the road, all the equipment you have, ladies and gentlemen, and keeping it all together. It's amazing. All right, our guest, ladies and gentlemen, Rhonda Kennedy. She's a candidate for the U.S. House of Representatives. What is it, the 28th District, Rhonda?
It's the 30th District now. It used to be, it's the old 28th, the new 30.
All right, so it used to be, but now it's changed. I get it. All right, that's good news. The 30th District of California.
Where is that?
That covers Glendale, Burbank, Hollywood, West Hollywood, part of Pasadena. Okay. Yeah, so that kind of the center, the you know, a lot of the crappiest parts of California.
So that same area has Maxine Waters and Adam Schiff.
Wait, Adam Schiff, Aunt Lou. I mean, it's like the Dirty Dozen over there.
Yeah.
Now you got to help me understand something, ladies and gentlemen. Adam Schiff, isn't that guy a white guy?
Oh yeah, he's a white guy, but he put out a fundraiser saying that I hang out with white supremacists. I'll figure.
And what? And who does he hang out with?
Oh, his elite class.
All right. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. I just find that fascinating when you think about it. We're supporting a black woman over a white liberal and a Republican in name only. There you have it. But it's because, ladies and gentlemen, it's not about those things. That's the propaganda. It's because Rhonda stands for the principles that we believe in. Let's talk about those principles in detail, Rhonda. What are going to be the hallmarks of your candidacy and your representation should you get there?
Well, first of all, you know, I'm going to put the people first. I mean, we have to, government has to understand, politicians need to understand that you are there at the consent of the people. You are there to represent the people, not your own self-interest. And I'm going to think about home first and think about California. One of the things is we have to stop the bleeding of the jobs that are leaving California, the high cost of living in California. We're known as, you know, Hollywood, California, which is right in Adam Schiff's district. However, how many movies are actually still made in Hollywood? They're made in Canada. They're made in Louisiana. They're made in Alabama. They're made all, you know, all over the place, all over the country, all over the world, not really made in Hollywood anymore because of the high costs, the taxes, the regulations. And so I want to bring Hollywood back to California, which would be back into my district, which would generate jobs. And then the homelessness, there's so many homeless and right in that district, right in Adam Schiff's district and just adjacent downtown. And one of the, you know, handing out money and giving them cell phones and tents and Netflix accounts and Amazon accounts. Yes, people, California is giving homeless people Netflix accounts and Amazon accounts. Why don't we give them jobs and opportunity? Give them the help that they need so that they can get off the street and be productive in society. So we need to give them opportunities, not handouts.
Yeah, because what they're really pushing for is to put them on the dole, give them all kinds of fun entertainment services, give them a universal basic income, and, hey, then pretend we're the heroes for getting all that done, right?
Right, and then go around and ask for them to vote. that's what they do. They actually have programs where they go around to register the homeless to vote right after they bribe them with a cell phone and a Netflix account. It's so disgusting and so degrading to these people, to human beings.
Well, there you have it.
There's one thing, Sam, as you know, I ask the same question to almost all of our guests. Some it doesn't apply to, but it certainly applies here. So, Rhonda, what do you consider the number one problem facing us in from Washington, D.C. or across this country? What is the number one problem issue that is facing America today that we need to fix?
I think our number one threat today is our defense. I think that during the COVID time, America was so distracted with COVID that our enemies were developing new weapons, like China, developing new weapons, developing new ways to take us down. There are cyber threats. The intellectual properties that they steal from American companies, that's revenue and income out of America. I think that we need to refocus now on our defenses and start looking at our external enemies and defending the country against them, because at bottom line is we're internally fighting, you know, with COVID mandates, this mandate, gas prices, and we're distracted by what the rest of the world is doing, particularly China. So I think that one of the things that I would like to do is to see what assess our external threats and build up our defense to protect ourselves in those new weapons that have been developed.
Speaking of mandates, speaking of mandates, do you support any kind of mandate that would require me to be vaccinated and show proof of my vaccination, or be arrested or quarantined if I don't have a vaccination? And do you also support mass mandates and arresting people who fail to comply with those mandates?
Absolutely not. It's unconstitutional. And, you know, I don't know if you remember that Twilight Zone episode where the guy got off the train and ended up in Nazi Germany instead of America. Well, I'm telling you, if we're living in the Twilight Zone, that would be something that I would believe that would happen here in America. But I'm telling you, I was in shock, in absolute shock, that this was happening right here in America. And they're using Jacobson, the, you know, Supreme Court case Jacobson. But even in Jacobson, the ruling the Supreme Court said that you can't hold somebody down and force them to get vaccinated, but you can fine them. So if you want to fine, you know, but you can't force someone against their will to get vaccinated. You can't force someone against their will to wear a mask. When we already know there's been studies and you know, you say this on social media, you get banned. But I'm going to say it. There are their own studies that says masks do not work. So why are you forcing people to wear masks? It's just all about control. They don't
follow up to that. Have you been vaccinated?
No. My choice.
Good. Good. I haven't.
I mean, if anybody else wants to get vaccinated, I don't care. You want to get vaccinated? You can get jabbed 10 times if you want to. Not my business.
Knock yourself out.
That's your choice.
Hey, Rhonda, the liberals are going to lose their minds with your answer.
They already are, Sam.
I know. Isn't it exciting? Whoa, wait a minute. A black woman says that. They want to kill her baby. Now she says that, and now they want her to force her to take the jab. It's crazy stuff. I think pro-life is one of the most important issues we're facing in America today. That's just my two cents to answer your question, Sheriff. But Rhonda, let's talk a little bit about what you intend to do. You know, Adam talks a lot, but he doesn't really walk the walk when it comes to the Republican platform, does he?
He's a Democrat.
Yeah, he's a flaming liberal communist.
But we believe in the Republican platform, and that's our guide, right?
Well, what's that? Say that again?
You believe in the Republican platform, though. That's your guide, right?
Yes, I believe in the Constitution. That's my guide. Because honestly, there have been Republicans that have gone against the Constitution. I've said this before. I am not a party puppet. If you violate the Constitution, or I believe that a bill violates the Constitution, I don't care if it's a Republican bill, I'm not voting for it. I'm for the people and the protecting the protection of their constitutional rights. So my beacon is the Constitution, not a party.
She reminds me of me, Sam. So
that's an honor.
So, well, you know, I say that a lot, especially about my grandkids. Anytime they do something good, they remind me of me. But one other thing, we talked a little bit about this before the show. Don't you believe that the Democrat Party, or no, I don't even want to say the party, that the liberals and the leftists and the extremists on the left have forgotten about civil rights and our history and the importance of civil disobedience and keeping civil disobedience peaceful? Don't you believe that's a huge indictment against the left? And what are you going to use against, and will you use this against Adam Schiff in the campaign?
Absolutely. I mean, Martin Luther King would be so disgusted if he saw what happened over the summer of 2020. The pure riots. I mean, these were not protests. Martin Luther King protested. These were not protests. These were pure riots. This was murderous. It was criminal. And that's not how we get things done. And Martin Luther King was about nonviolence. Even Malcolm X would not condone this type of behavior.
Right.
And it set us, I truly believe that it set, African Americans, Black America back 100 years. I think it set race relations back. And this was all fueled by the left. It was fueled by, the communist and socialist agenda is what happened. And so I believe in peaceful protests. I believe as it's your right under the First Amendment. I believe in, you know, the taking things to court. That's our last line of defense. And I think I'm running for Congress, but I'm going to tell you guys, the Senate is so important. And let me tell you why the Senate is so important, because the Senate is the one that confirms, judges. And as we can see, we have a new Supreme Justice. So when these constitutional battles, when they're fought in the courtroom, who decides these cases? Judges do. And so we're sleeping on the Senate, and we need to take control of the Senate so that the third branch of government isn't taken over, and that's the judicial branch. And so I find that's probably the most important branch of government right now is the Senate. Even though I'm running for Congress, but the Senate is very important.
If you're in a debate with Adam Schiff, which I hope you are several times, what's the first thing, if you're allowed to ask your opponent a question, what's the first thing you will ask him?
Does he believe that he has white male privilege?
Yes, he does, by the way. And I'm not sure if he believes white male privilege trumps swamp privilege or swamp privilege trumps white male privilege, but he certainly believes in both. And he also believes that he defines race, not God.
Yes, and, yeah. but it works. So there's an existence of white privilege when it's on the right side, but I guess white privilege doesn't live on the left side. I would just love to see him try to explain that. Like, he's the one that's running around talking about there's white privilege. So last time I checked, you're white, right, Adam Schiff? So do you have privilege over me because I'm black? Remember, I'm oppressed. Are you oppressing me as a black man? That's all I want. I mean, these are your words, not mine.
Yeah.
All right. Now, speaking of that, I want to talk about your husband for a second. What does he do for a living?
He's an attorney as well. When I met him, he was an actor, and I was like, no, that's not gonna do. And so I sent him to law school. Well, actually, it's a funny story. We were sitting at the Outback Steakhouse. I was like 1 year in law school. We were sitting at the Outback Steakhouse, and he's like been on Sopranos and things like that. And I said, there was a nice looking guy that was serving us. And I said, hey, Micah, I bet he's an actor. And I asked the guy, I said, you look familiar. Have I seen you? I said, oh yeah, as a matter of fact, I was like, and that was it. He took the LSAT and went to law school.
Well, how does he feel about you running?
He's so supportive. I couldn't do it without him. He's like my rock. Anything that I need, and and he's there. He stays up at night and works on the campaign, checks the emails. He's a hands-on husband.
Well, before we get too far into the show, I want you to give everybody your campaign website and where they can get more information about you.
Yes. My website is Kennedy.com. That's Rhonda with no H, R-O-N-D-A, Kennedy.com.
So say that again, Rhonda Kennedy at, or I mean, Rhonda Kennedy dot com.
Rhonda.com.
Okay, say the whole thing again.
R-O-N-D-A, Kennedy, K-E-N-N-E-D-Y, .com.
Just RhondaKennedy.com, not Rhonda Kennedy for Congress, just RhondaKennedy.com.
Just RhondaKennedy.com.
I think it's I did a good simple job of making sure people got that.
And the headline says if she can handle triplets, she can certainly handle the country.
Yeah. Exactly. You're on timeout. Congress is on timeout right now.
Are you concerned about election integrity in your race and other races around the country? Because I honestly believe that the people of California cannot be that far off that they would keep electing these imbeciles in California that represent California. U.S. senators, U.S. congressmen, and we could name a lot of them, but probably the worst one is Adam Schiff. I just can't believe that, given today's atmosphere in America and the things you have described and the divisiveness that these Democrats have caused, that they could keep getting reelected, especially with the destruction of individual choice and liberty in this country. Are you concerned about that and the possibility that you could lose to a computer instead of to an opponent?
Absolutely. Does election fraud exist? Absolutely. I mean, the other side likes to pretend it doesn't exist, but that's another case that I have in a Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals right now. I'm a plaintiff on a lawsuit for the 2020 election because I truly believe I won my election. It was so bad that the congressional staff of my opponent was actually sending word back to me looking for jobs. Because their polling had her losing, my polling had her losing, and then miraculously on election day, now we have same day voter registration. On election day, there are 300,000 new registered voters that voted in my race, and I lost by 90 some thousand votes. So they almost didn't cheat enough for me because they didn't anticipate all the crossover votes that I got. Do I feel it's going to happen in Adam Schiff's race? Absolutely. But again, you have to overcome the cheating. We just can't say they're cheating. That's being handled in court. What we have to do for our own elections is we have to make sure that we have enough votes to even compensate for their cheating. So I'm anticipating extra votes, yes, but I'm gonna compensate for that, and they're not gonna see it coming because I'm gonna take his Democrat votes.
Yeah, good. Well,
yeah, that's why I talked about the Republican platform, because that's separating enough, but it gives a chance for us to really learn if someone's a Republican or a Democrat or a constitutionalist. And I think Rhonda literally hit it out of the park when I threw that pitch, because she basically jettisoned parties in general, saying, look, I'm not a Republican Party puppet. Her guide is the Constitution, ladies and gentlemen. That is critical. And you can tell when you ask somebody an open-ended question like that, if they're like, oh, yeah, the Republican platform is incredible. Absolutely. Well, you know what? I don't live by a private platform. The Republican Party is a private party. Their platform is private. Yeah, there's a lot of good in it, but it isn't compared to the supreme law of the land. Just ask an attorney, Rhonda.
Yes. Absolutely. That's it. I took an oath. It's the Constitution. Even before I took an oath, it was the Constitution for me. I was always fascinated by, you know, by its protections and the history of the developing of this country, this absolute fight that we had. We were underdogs. I mean, there's no way we really should have won that war, but we did it by just sure will and determination, because there's almost, I mean, it almost turned the other way. And so you have to be in awe of that. You just have to be in awe of how this country was founded.
Yeah, the world turned upside down is what the British were singing, right?
Yeah, yeah. They did. And you they know tried what, to come I've always said. I'm sorry, I talked over you.
Go it's ahead, okay, Robert. I would say the British tried to come back and get their revenge in the War of 1812, but we got our navy up in the War of Tripoli, and we got us, you know, that's where the navy was born, was the War of Tripoli. And then when the British came for us again, it was like, nope, we have a superior navy now, which.
Yeah, we used a Spanish term called lo no tocas, right? Don't touch, can't yeah. touch it.
Yeah. Do, no, no, no.
Well, another one, too, is I've always said, and Sam has heard me say this numerous times, two great American miracles, and you alluded to it, Rhonda, and that is the victory of the Revolutionary War going to the colonists against the greatest military power in the world. And then the follow-up to that was another miracle called the Constitutional Convention, where this great document was founded and promulgated and delivered to the rest of us throughout history. And it is the greatest document to preserve God-given liberties that has existed in world history.
It is.
Amen to that.
It is. And it just,
Mm-hmm. Rhonda, before we end, we've asked you a lot of questions, and hopefully it kind of put people on track to understand who you are and what you're doing. Our prayers are with your campaign. We back your campaign. We really want to stand with Rhonda Kennedy, who is working towards being a rep on the U.S. level for California. She's running against Adam Schiff, ladies and gentlemen. RhondaKennedy.com is the website. But, Rhonda, we've asked all the questions. What would you just like to tell America? If you could say anything you want, what would you say?
I would say this, that I would ask for every single American's support. Because I'm the person that you want in your corner when your country actually comes for you. And, you know, you take an oath to protect this country, protect the Constitution from both enemies, foreign and domestic. Right now we have domestic enemies within this country that are eroding your constitutional rights. Now, maybe you don't believe and you don't support the Second Amendment because you're not a gun person. But that doesn't mean that, you know, you shouldn't support the Constitution in general. They could be coming for your rights next. So I ask for everyone to support.
Amen.
Rhonda Kennedy, ladies and gentlemen, RhondaKennedy.com. God bless you. Thank you. We'll keep up on your campaign. For Sheriff Mack and Sam Bushman, God save the Republic of the United States of America.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie, Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is, again, the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation, and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family. Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
Back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Not much time left in the broadcast. Thanks for your patience. Sometimes transitions on the road are a little crazy, but man, 2 hours of incredible radio. Rhonda Kennedy doing a phenomenal job. RhondaKennedy.com to learn more about her incredible candidacy. She's running against Adam Schiff, a Democrat, extremely liberal and crazy. I asked her about the Republican platform because I wanted to see if she would double down in defense of the Republican Party or if she would change the focus to, in my opinion, the real issue, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States of America. And boy, howdy, when I tossed her that pitch, she hit it out of the park. Incredible. RhondaKennedy.com. We'll keep an eye on her. We'll keep an eye on our buddy Tom Jones running for the sacred cause of liberty. And we'll keep an eye on a lot of things going on. I'll be also recording a bunch of incredible interviews and events as I travel up the East Coast as well. Thanks for being alongside for the ride. Hopefully it was educational and entertaining. LibertyRoundtable.com, LovingLiberty.net. Spread the word, share the love, would you please? And I am Sam Bushman. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.